Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Una pura.
And it is that time. It is that anniversary episode. I don't know if it's an anniversary episode, but we're going to be doing it. We're going to be covering the 2014 Sports Illustrated 50th Anniversary Swimsuit Edition in a few moments. The big dog is en route. He was only traveling for 22 hours. Yeah, I guess he was using United Airlines. There she is. Did you hear her in the background? That is Nelly. I know you're in dire need of attention, sweetheart, but I've got to do a program this morning.
Meow.
You can do it? Let's see if I can do the sound of piss off my coworkers. No, I can't do it right now. But we are going to be talking a bunch of hot cats today, folks. And it is, like I said, going to be a glorious morning. Wait for my co-host to join me. And, wow, I mean, are we going to bother talk sports? Hi, this little cat. She's going to make life difficult. And I just want her to be warm inside today. Go to the heater. Go fry. You know, in other cultures, you're a popular meal. So we're going to tempt them by putting you right next to the heater. We never do that, though. Wow, I downloaded so many pictures and I got lost in downloads. I got to tell you, it was true, I did. So, you know, little one, ooh, I'm going to call my cat little one. I get into a lot of trouble. But here we go. Yep, that's right, boys. We're going to be standing at attention today. It is a swimsuit edition. I think she found her chair. Good, good, good. So, folks, while Wilding plays in the background, I am going to walk over. Oh, you heard her. That's the little pussy. Yep, that's her. I'm going to have to open the door so she can actually go out if she'd like. But if she wants breakfast, she can have it, too. But there's the door. Do you want to go? Do you want to go outside? You do? Yeah, it's cold. No, you said no. It is cold out there. It is cold. There's your food, sweetheart. Have to move it. So that, yeah, you eat up, baby. She's the one that we rescued last week. My daughter and I, we ran Free Pussy 1. Yeah, I should have called it Free Pussy 3, but I only was able to get one. We're going to run another operation probably late tonight so we can go and get the mama and the sister. Yeah, we miss them. As you all know, we had to leave them when we moved. We had no place for them, but now we do, and we want to get them. And my little cat here wants to go and chew on my earpiece. I have no reason why. But hey, it is what it is. Folks, a glorious morning. Let's take a look at the sports from yesterday. We'll go straight to the NBA. There are some results. I don't know about the Lakers, but does it really matter? I mean, seriously, Does it matter? The trade deadline came to pass. Orlando. Oh, God, not Orlando. But that guy, the big tall guy that has all the drug problems with the Lakers. Well, was with the Lakers and went to Dallas, I believe. And he signed with someone, some European team, I believe. But here we go from last night, Friday, February 21st. Finals. Charlotte 90, the New Orleans Pelicans 87. Wow, I don't know if that meant anything to anyone. The Knicks lost to Orlando. Speaking of Orlando, 121-129. Dallas by 12 over Philadelphia, 124-112. And, of course, Toronto 98 over Cleveland 91. Like, it really matters, does it? Does it really? And in not so much of a squeaker, Detroit 115, Atlanta 107. Also going final, Chicago 117 over Denver 89. And Memphis. I'm not going to say edged the Clippers, but 102-96. Phoenix 106-85 over the San Antonio Spurs. Wow, that was a little bit of a butt whipping. And a little minor butt whipping was Portland 102 over Utah 94. And in a Titanic, no one really gives a damn type game because they're not as good as they were before. Oh, I just noticed something. On one side, Kate's in the back, and on the other side, the three girls are up in the front. But if you do the Kate side, excuse me, pardon me, didn't mean that exactly, but if one would do the Kate side, it's upside down. Wow, that's something. All right, well, pussy in the house and making a lot of noise. I think she wants to go outside. She has food, she has water. So I'm going to have to open the door to see what she wants to do. Does she want to go? She want to go? There, door's open. Oh, there's a white cat in here. Ooh, and I think the white cat was looking for the food. She's a little rat bastard. Yes? Do you want to go outside? Do you want to go screw with the white cat? Look, there's one out there. No, do you care? Do you care? Yeah, no, you don't, huh? All right, well, I'm going to leave the door like that if you want to come back in. The food's there. Come do whatever the hell you want, you pussy. Sorry, folks. I feel like I'm babysitting a child in the live program. Of course, the Lakers, 101-92 over Boston in a titanic clash of previous or prior gargantuan thingies. All right, look, little one, you're going to have to back away. I know you... Funny what you did to the Sports Illustrated cover with your paws there, but it's all right. Come on, Nelly. Man, I feel like I'm babysitting alive. But I'm sure we'll work through this. Welcome and good morning to the Prodigy who's in the chat room. And like I said, the big dog will hopefully be here. Oh, my God, she's right next to the heater. She's going to get burned right now. Or maybe she likes the heater. No, don't go over there. Yeah, that's who you hear in the background. She's mewling like a little cat. So that's what happened in Lakers. Well, Lakers finally won. We're going to check out the standings in the NBA. See where they are. Yeah, you know what? You better stop mewling. I'm going to get tired of it. That's my wife, how I got tired of the mewling of my little girls. Yeah, I wish. I came across, she stuck up in there again. Wow, she jumped across two desks. Get to my chair. Eastern Conference in the NBA. Toronto is ahead of Brooklyn by 3.5. In the Central, Indiana leads Chicago by 12. Wow. That's sizable. I think that might be the most. In the Southeast, Miami leads Washington by 13.5. In the Western Conference, in the Northwest, Oklahoma City is over Portland by 5.5. The Clippers in the Pacific Division are ahead of Phoenix by 2.5, Golden State by 3, the Los Angeles Lakers by 17. Ooh, just growled right now. And in the Southwest, San Antonio leads Houston by 2.5. So the only ones that are really races right now are in the Western Conference. It's the Southwest, the Pacific, and one could even say in the Northwest because it's only 5.5. But I do take it back. In the Eastern Conference, in the Atlantic, Toronto and Brooklyn are in a titanic struggle. I guess that is the word of the day, titanic, because we're going to be looking at some titanic ladies in a little bit. Oh, my goodness. Like I said, I thought it was two covers. I mean, it really is two covers of the swimsuit edition, but I don't know. It's one's on the backside. And I guess the Big Dog, I purchased the covers, one of them for the Big Dog, and it's the three ladies, butts up, I guess. Three fairly beautiful ladies. And I said, Big Dog, I'm keeping the one with Kate Upton. Because as you all know, the Big Dog is a butt man. I am not. I am a breast man. So you're going to get two different views on the Sports Illustrated 50th Anniversary Swimsuit Edition. Yes. Yes, it is. We're going to be starting in a bit. Hopefully the Big Dog will be here soon enough. But we want to direct you over to ndbmedia.net. Where you can check out some of our, our website is being redone. So it's got a different view right now. So if you want to go on over there and take a look at it, see if you like it, let us know. Because I think we're going to be going with a different view tomorrow. It's NDB Media.
Radio.
Period. The way it is, folks. You can check the calendar, see the, actually, under schedule, you can see the shows. And while you're thinking about that, it's twitter.com/NDB Media. And for this channel, it's twitter.com/NDB Sports. As always, on Sunday, Mark Lee headlines at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And then on Monday, wow, three in a row, baby. The Five Tool Show is on at 9 p.m. And then Monday Night America is on at 10 on NDB Media. And Late Night Sports Junkies is on at 11 p.m. Don't forget, all times are Eastern. Fandom Access is on Tuesday at 10, goes for 2 hours. Tri-State Sports Guys on Wednesday at 8 p.m. On Thursday, Travel It's Radio on NDP Media is on at 8. The Golden Cravat Wrestling Show is on this channel at 9. And also at 9, you have another program. And yes, I cannot capture the name of that program. On Friday, Sports Opinion Show with Matt Alvarez on this channel. And then at 8 p.m., Raise a Glass with Tanya Mercado. She's on every other week. And Life's Revelations with Lisa debuted yesterday at 11 p.m. Eastern. Wow. And then, of course, on Saturday, Sports Talk with the Guys, the Saturday Morning Extravaganza is on at 9 a.m. Jet Trek is on at 5:30. And Lost for Lost is on at 10. All times are Eastern. And it's all good, as they say. Oh, yes, indeed. It is good. And I've got to find a song. Well, no, I actually know what the song is going to be, but not necessarily the debut, but when we start this, yeah. It's not going to be My Prerogative. It's not going to be Who Let the Dogs Out, even though it probably should be Who Let the Dogs Out. It's not going to be that one. Pretty much already have it set up. I don't think it's 90s music. Well, it could be. Let me see. We're going to go with this one?
It's Mumble number 5.
Could go with this one. Maybe even that one. Oh no, that's lame. Girls' Night Out? Hell no. No, it's not going to be any one of those three songs. We already have it. And it's the, I think it's, who does that one song? Who does that one? I don't remember. But in the NBA, that's what we have going on in tonight's games, folks. Yeah, can you tell? I'm jumping all over the place. It's what I do. It is what I do. If you guys don't know that, well, tough. Don't forget, our number is 347-637-2306. And for Saturday's games in the NBA, what do we have? Where are they? Today, Saturday. Check out the schedules. Oh, that little pussy's making a lot of noise right now. Here we go. Memphis at Charlotte at 7 p.m. Eastern. All times are Eastern. New Orleans at Washington at 7:30. The Knicks at Atlanta. Dallas at Detroit at 8:30. Indiana at Milwaukee at 9. Minnesota visits Utah. UTA, the University of Talking, yeah, you know, Utah. At 10 p.m., Boston at Sacramento, and at 10:30, Brooklyn visits the Golden State Warriors. So that's your schedule. That's the NBA wrap.
Excuse me.
Well, it looks like my voice is already going. I didn't mean to do that one, but Cuervo is now in the house. Good morning, Cuervo. You guys know what to do. I'm waiting for the big dog to arrive, and we're going to be doing the 2014 50th anniversary Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And again, if you do hear a mewling cat in the background, we have, yeah, I'm sure you can hear her. I can hear her all the way from the other side of the garage. Yeah, you can hear her. Come on, make your presence felt. Come on.
Meow. Meow.
How appropriate that I would have a floating pussy right now. But, yep, right here, this is going to be the intro song. Come on, do it. Do it. Come on. There, you heard it. That's going to be the song when we get the show going for that one. And, yes, she's going to be making noise in the background, so I have to determine what I'm going to do. Yeah. So you're going to hear the constant noise in the background. So we went over the schedule, folks, ndbmedia.net. It's all there. We've debuted in the last 2 weeks two new programs. We brought one back, and I can say it now, Banter will be debuting in about 1 month on March 20th here on NDB Media. It's going to be coming over from seamhead.com. They also have a channel on Blog Talk Radio. But Braves Banter is joining the empire. Oh, yes, folks. I can't get any more excited over that. Are you kidding me? Dan Schlossberg, the writer of over 20 books, lots of them sports, baseball. I told you the story. His book has been on my counter or my bookcase here for like 3 years. It's called Baseball Gold, Money Nuggets from the National Pastime. It's been here, and I always saw the name, Dan Schlossberg. And then it dawned on me, I said, wait a minute, that can't be the same. And I, of course, looked at the bio. It's like, oh, my God, he's one of the hosts right here on NDB Media. So I purchased one of his books, and I'm going to be purchasing a few others. But for now, come on, big dog. Everyone else, you guys know what to do, 347-637-2306. You could probably play along by taking a look on the Internet. But I don't think it's going to work out all that well, folks. So you are going to need your swimsuit edition, and we're just going to be giving our responses. You know how it is. It's just yay or nay, baby. The question is, well, actually, I'm going to pull an FCC one right now. I gave you the answer as to how we rate, but I will describe the question in about 5 minutes. So, wow. Wow, sorry, a little bit tired here. Folks, there's been a lot of talk here in Southern California about Trout due to him being 2 years complete, and everyone is talking about the Angels already writing him a massive check, you know, for a 10-year contract. I mean, look, folks, stupid. The team still has him for 4 more years, and you guys make it seem like the team has to give him this long term. No, they don't. They don't have to give him anything. They can give him whatever they want. And all of a sudden, the player's going to be mad because he's not earning. Look, the Angels have had the habit of securing their contracts for players that they want to keep. They've done in the past. I believe Percival. I don't know if it was JT Snow, but Salmon out there in right field. They've done it. They usually do it between the second and third years. And, oh, my God, that's like right now. So what they'll do is usually buy up the next 4 years and 1 year of free agency. That's what the Eagles have done in the past. They've been pretty consistent. And they're going to pay him some quan, but they're not going to give him $200 million a year. And they're not going to give him the obligatory amount that would equal $20 million a year now. Are you kidding me? Could you imagine what this man would command in 4 years? If he's commanding $20 million now, he could conceivably command $40 million a year. And baseball salaries might explode to that level in 4 years. But for now, the reality is, folks, it's not going to happen. Probably going to give himself a 5-year deal, and that's going to be good. Well, Cuervo, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How's that? Welcome to all of our guests. You know, guests, you know what to do. Register at blogtalkradio.com, take on a persona and be someone, and engage us in the interactive chat room. Hey, guys, if Cuervo's stuttering by saying good morning, or maybe he's talking about the 50th anniversary and the three girls on the cover, let me have a sound check all of a sudden. It'd be nice. Let me know how the annoying voice is coming across.
I do apologize, and there goes the voice again.
Well, it sounds like I may not be feeling well. I may have to cancel all my appointments today.
Nah,
not going to happen. I might cut it close to $500 today. Not going to happen. Yeah, it's going to be a good day in the NDB media. I mean, in the RDN World Enterprise realm. If you guys want to follow my Twitter feed, just look up the IRS, man. That's me. Yeah. And I only have tax-related issues over there seeking. Oh, Cuervo says, go drink some OJ. I'll be good. Yeah, you know, Cuervo, we hit Costco in the last few days. We also hit Martin Fino. And, yes, I'm giving them some play. And I think we got, or I should say we, yeah, we got. No, we purchased many an item. And I believe we may have neglected the orange juice. The OJ. Oh, man, why? Because I'm an idiot. But speaking of Braves banner joining us, hey, don't even say it. You know I'm all over the place. I said so. But Braves banner will be joining. Braves banter will be joining us. Ah, yes. It is about time. Dan Schlossberg has been doing Travelist Radio on Thursday night. He is in his third year now, and Braves Banter will be joining us for their fifth year. Wow! We still have to narrow down, hammer out the details, but, yeah, he's joining us. And I can't shut the music off because now the cat jumped up on my lap. Yeah, Nellie, you need to go. I know I promised I was going to pick up your mom and your sister last night, but wasn't feeling very well. So Gmo and I are going to do the op tonight. We're going to go, we're going to be CM from here on out. I had a client come over and I was asking him, what is a proper command or lingo that I could use? Because as you all know, I am an armchair historian and I love the language. You know, I read quite a bit. I love the term, oh my gosh, she just discovered my copy. I love the term Alpha Strike. You all know, all you military guys know, that's a naval term. And it means everything. Load it all up, baby. Alpha Strike is everything. So shouldn't it have been, like, maybe an Epsilon Strike? I don't know. Where in the hell is the couch potato? That's right. That's what I want to know. Where is he? He needs to get here. But if he's not here, no, don't step on the keyboard. Oh, I am babysitting. Well, looks like we have our first caller, so we're probably going to be going to him in just a little bit. I want to bring him on. I know he wasn't able to get his swimsuit edition book. I'm disappointed because he's going to be opening this morning, but we are, as I said, going to go to him. In additional baseball news, the Angels, well, we already went over the Trout thing, guys. Look, if these Angel batters can recover, which I really don't believe they are, I'm thinking that this is going to be the albatross of albatrosses. This Pujols signing is going to go down as to pull a Pujols. And that's when you sign a player that everyone was wondering about and you sign him to a hugocious, a hugocious contract, and they never deliver. Will it be the new baseball? Bless you, myself. It was always called the Terry Forster syndrome. This was a lefty that he was a decent lefty. No, wait, Dave Gold, not Terry Forster. Dave Gold, the Gold syndrome. This is an average player. It was okay. And then he signed a contract. Oh, is that where you're going to sit? Is that where you're going to sit? Oh, my goodness. She sat right behind me. So I guess she's seeking warmth. Sorry, don't push me. This is my chair. My God, she's pushing me out of my chair. And even my clients don't do that. Anyway, the cat is pushing me out of my chair. Well, all right. I'm on the lip of the chair, the cat's behind me, and, yeah, she's actually rather warm, so I shouldn't complain. The Cardinals don't look so dumb anymore, turning Pujols away when they did, right? Well, Cuervo, the only thing I would say is they actually let him go, which was very, very smart. They actually should have traded him for someone to really maximize it, but it was still, they were not going to pay him that, and the Cardinals are thanking themselves
they're thanking the gods every day. And right now, the angels are regretting it every day. I mean, they did see an uptick in sales. The angels are actually doing okay as far as numbers, but you'd rather have a healthier pool host, duh, than one who has just not done anything. And this man is now, what, 34 years old? He is still in the prime of life. Not the flower, but the prime of life. And we're going to bring him on right now. I don't have an intro song. I've got to get one for him. My prerogative, we all know, is for coffee. What am I going to bring up for Dream? Oh, this might be good.
I'm not going to be a jerk, dude. I'm not going to play Supergirl.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for that.
Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
Good, good, good. I'm just having my morning Joe coffee, to clarify. And
it's morning Joe.
I would be scared if you
said I was having my morning Jose or my morning Guillermo, and then I would really be if it's bright. But I'm like, hey, you know what? Hey, it's all good.
Well, morning Jose, that's when you have the Colombian coffee, right?
Yes, sir. That's right. All right, that's good. So are you still at the abode, or are you on your way, or are you already there?
No, I'm at the abode, man. I'm just chowing down some frozen waffles and having some coffee and waking up a little bit to some sports and loving the fact that the Angels have Pujols and, you know, stuff like that.
Oh man, it's good. And Cuervo says, a cup of Joe, speaking of naval terms, scorekeeper. Yes, sir. Well, remember, Cuervo, we cannot say a cup of coffee because I think it's disgusting or almost bestiality if you think about it, because Coffee 77 tends to join us. Think about that. He's in the chat room, and then we say, yeah, thank you, Dream. You say, wait a minute. You know, I'm having a cup of Joe or a cup of coffee? I don't know, dude, but that does sound like bestiality. Sorry. So we just had to clarify that. I have my swimsuit editions here. Dream, I swear to you, I will get you a swimsuit edition because you are deserving of such. And Cuervo, I don't know if you purchased yours, but you will also get one. No one contacted me this week to purchase their swimsuit edition. I couldn't believe it. I cannot believe it. But, folks, we are getting close. And, yes, Cuervo, it is a naval term. But I don't put a pinch of salt in there, even though I'm debating. Because in real naval coffee, there's a touch of salt in there. I'm not so sure I want to go that far. But, yes, for those of you that know and don't know, I am an armchair naval historian. I know my history on the United States Navy quite well, quite better than most people not having been in the service, and that's my fault. But I can regale you with stories of Iron Bottom Bay. I can regale you with the Great Marianas Turkey Shoot. And I'm really going deep on those guys. I can just take you to places that, oh God, it sounds like a date. Anyway, on historical terms, I know a little bit about my Navy, folks, and I'm in full admiration of it. I lost 3 of my naval books when I made the move because, appropriately, they got water on them. Oh, man. Yeah, one of them was the ghost ships of Guadalcanal, which, for those of you who would remember Iron Bottom Bay. Oh, how about the slot, baby? There's another famous naval term. How about the Tojo Express? So,
well, I have a trivia question for you, Roger. I have a quick trivia question for you. I recently went on a little vacation for Valentine's Day and took the wife to the Queen Mary, which is a ship located outside of Long Beach, for those of you who don't know. And it's in the harbor there. And during the war, I won't say which because I'm not going to try. I'm going to try to not give you any extra hints. But
yeah,
during
well,
a war,
33,000.
All right, fine, whatever. what was the name that it was headed under?
Oh my God, Thomas, you rat bastard! I know that name. Oh my goodness. Oh, you're gonna. Now you see. Now the memory's starting to get to me. But yes, I know she had a code name. Now here, I obviously don't recall the answer, but here's a little trivia directed back at you. How many troops did she carry across the Atlantic? And correct me if I'm wrong. On one trip alone, she had 33,000 soldiers. Is that correct?
Yes, but there's actually a correct term. The more appropriate term for that was a buttload.
Sardine can? Yes, a buttload. And folks, I hear him. He's outside. Thomas, you got – oh, you're killing me. What was their code name? Wait, hold on. Wait. Oh, my goodness. I know. Was it Liberator?
No, you were just talking about ghosts, about haunted ships. Does that help you out at least?
Was she the specter or shadow?
No, she was the gray ghost.
Oh, my God, you're killing me. That's right, because she was painted in that color. There you go,
yes.
Folks. You get it all here on Sports Talk with the Guys. Yes, she was color because – and here's another bit of trivia. The Queen Mary did not have armed escort. You know that throughout the war, right?
Nope. She zigzagged through the water, and she ran right into another ship.
Yeah, yep. She could outrun her screen. But speaking of screen, oh, my God, hold on. The man of the hour who's been awake for the last 22 hours. Oh, my God, the tide is high. No, I'm not going to play that one. But he is coughing up the storm, and I'm stalling. And here we go, because I want to know who's responsible for this.
Who let the dogs out? 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 When the pig was tight, the pussy was dumping.
He's the big dog.
And everybody hop it up.
He's the big dog. He's the big dog.
Who let the big dog out?
Good morning, big dog. How are you doing, pal? Are you okay? The charger's right up there. This is that one right up there.
Okay.
Even my pussy said hi to you. She jumps off the chair. And I think you scared her.
Probably.
There, do you hear her? She's asking for attention. Big dog, here you go.
How did I plug in?
Oh, God.
Forget about that?
Yeah, I guess I did forget about that. We'll plug you in a little bit.
Okay.
But there you go. There they are.
Why is he keyed up to them the other
one? Yeah, well, flip her over.
Ah.
Yeah, so Big Dog, how is it?
How
you doing, man?
The reason why I came over here.
Oh, it's for the swimsuit edition?
Well, of course, and your wonderful personality.
Yeah, now you're lying. Even Thomas even said that's a bunch of crap. But, yeah, we're ready to go. We were actually going over a little bit of World War II trivia about the Queen Mary and stuff. And, oh, Cuervo.
What about her?
He didn't say a boatload. He said a buttload. So, guys, come on. Let's make it happen. Prodigy, get in the house. Cuervo, call in. We got Tom Dream. He's going to be drooling with us. And we're going to make this one happen, baby. We're going to make it happen. We're going to be starting this one in just a few moments. Call in because it is that time, folks. We're going to make it happen. Come on. And here it is.
Oh.
Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 2014 Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition Review here on NDB Video! 50th anniversary! Yes, it is. No permission slips required here, folks. So everyone in the audience is okay to hear us drool, and you're going to hear us drool, folks, because
Barney
it
Lover
is great.
Did that make it?
No, Barney Lover 29 is in the house. Thank you, Big God, for bringing me the drugs. You would have been here sooner had you not made those purchases.
5 minutes.
Aw, thank you, Big Dog. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You know, I live here in a certain movie, you know. My
ship, you never close your eyes?
My ship, sir. You know, she may not be the prettiest one, but she's a damn fastest in the fleet.
That's Han Solo. Yeah, you bastardized it, but we love you. Huh, Dream? Because I was like, that doesn't sound like the Enterprise, because the Enterprise was always the fastest ship in the fleet. She was the flagship of the Federation. Oh, and here we go. Here, by the way, kids, you dumbasses, and this is directed to the science fiction community. Yeah, to the dumbasses. Flagship, boys. Flagship. Do you even know what the hell flagship means? And it's not anything that you idiots are saying. When they refer to the flagship of the fleet, it is usually a ceremonial title to the most decorated or the ship that represents the fleet. But also, here's another bit of naval terms, the flagship is usually where the admiral flies his flag. The flagship, you dumbasses. And speaking of dumbasses, Big Dog, are you ready to go with the 50th anniversary Sports Illustrated edition?
Almost.
Almost? The hell? Come on, dude.
Can I take my porn off there and set up a laptop radio?
You're going to take your porn off? Oh, my God. Here we go. Cut it out, dude.
Barney Lover 29 was here, so I took the porn off.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Whatever. And this is, of course, for
Matt?
Yeah, Matt's in the... And I don't have a song for our co-host for this morning, but I'm going to try this one. See if he likes it. We'll see. Oh, no, not that one, but okay. No. No, this is for the Prodigy. That just happened. No, that's not going to be the one. This would have to be for him more likely. Not yet. Yep, and that is Prodigy. Good morning, Prodigy. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. It's a little early. Still half asleep, but everything well. I'm excited. Pumped up. I got my issue ready. Let's do this, guys.
Let's do this. Yes, folks, we're going to be doing it. I want to thank the Big Dogs for bringing in all the good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. We're going to get going. The 50th Anniversary Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition 2014. And I got to tell you, it's a very exciting thing. A very, 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 very exciting thing.
You know why it's exciting?
Why is it exciting, Big Dog?
Because the Lakers beat the Celtics again.
Yes, and I announced it.
As I said before, and I've said many, many times, the Lakers can go 2 wins. And 80 losses, as long as those two are against the hated Celtics.
Yeah, you're still right.
And, you know, we're not much more over the 2 wins. You know, we're only at 16. But the two of those are against the Celtics.
The Lakers have 16 wins.
That's it. Maybe 18. I'd have to check to make sure.
They suck.
Yes, they do.
And hard
yeah,
to say that.
They be the worst Laker team in history. But they beat the Celtics, so we're good.
Yep, that was a dream. Here we go. Folks, we're going to get to it.
Oh, excuse me, Lakers are 19-36.
Oh, wow, they suck. Well, that's right. You were traveling for 22 hours, and you look like it.
And Boston is 19-37, so we have a better record than Boston. Yay!
Yay!
Have a good day.
All right, folks. Here is the answer to the trivia. Well, not the trivia question, but this is the way it's going to work. You all know it's yay or nay.
Yay.
And, well, no, there might be a few nays in here, but we're going to talk about the girls, the pictures. We're actually going to talk about the pictures. I think we're going to talk about the girls.
Now, when I answer, will you say yay or nay? If I say nay, can I go, nay?
You can say whatever you want. But
But
I don't think any of them look like horses. Like, okay.
I don't think so.
Well, there might be.
He's just clarifying in case we misunderstand the sounds he's making later.
Yes, indeed. Folks, we're going to get to it.
And, yeah, there are some fine ones, especially the gravity shot. I got to tell you.
Did you know that last year...
you actually have trivia in the swimsuit edition?
Yes.
Wow.
Did you know that last year in the spray paint section...
I remember that one.
One of your very favorite...
Alex Morgan?
Yes.
She's in it again.
Oh, she's in it again?
Yeah.
Oh. Because I had last year on my iPhone, and we could pull up... we can pull up last year.
In what pull up?
Last year's Alex Morgan versus this year's Alex Morgan.
Sure, we'll do that. I'm sure we will. All right, well, this is the way it goes. We're going to be looking at the pictures. Everyone can comment, give their joy, but the reality is...
This one's mine?
Yeah, that one's yours.
Why are the pages sticky, Roger?
Because it came from Target, you dumbass. I have two of them right here. I purchased these with my wife, dude.
It's not scratch and sniff.
And I got away with it.
It's not scratch and sniff. Hey, Prodigy, is your issue a scratch and sniff?
Hey, there's a couple of pages here that you actually can.
Oh, my God, really? I have not looked at this. This is still a virgin edition for me?
Just go ahead, pull it off.
Oh, that's funny, DirecTV. Hey, just for that, I might pay my $400 bill with DirecTV.
Nah.
Just for that one. Nah, yeah, okay.
Miss Kate.
Yes, let's get to it. You know what? We'll just go straight to Kate. What page are you on?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, forget it. We're going to start at the beginning. We're going to go down...
The beginning is a pull-up.
Yeah, we're going to go down history lane, folks, and we're going to start with the 50th anniversary edition, and I believe it's on page... Well, I don't give a damn. It's on page... It's the one that says Sports Illustrated 50th Swimsuit Edition, and it has a pull-out. All that glitters is gold. It's not torn. Is it really? Oh, my God, Big Dog, maybe that's the one that I was using. Yeah, I had first. I didn't realize it was a little hair. I'm sorry.
Have you heard your Sports Illustrated?
Maybe.
The third page?
They don't have page numbers on here.
Vegas cake?
They don't. Oh, let's start on page 27, folks.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, page 27, where it starts with the legend, and it's Tyra Banks. On the left, she was the cover in 96, 97, and it has a write-up on her, which we really don't give a damn about. But here we go. Prodigy, you're the first one in. We're on page 27, and here we go, folks. Let's make this one happen. We're going to wake you up this morning, and Prodigy.
You going to wake us up before we go, Lou?
Page 26, Tyra Banks. Look at the cover. Look at the picture. The question is, yay or nay, baby?
I would say definitely nay. For her age, she still looks good.
Oh, Big Dog. There you go. Yay or nay, baby. Shut up. That's her right there. Just stop listening to me. Page 26. Tyra Banks, 26 and 96, 97. Yay or nay, Big Dog?
I would probably say yay, only because I remember her from Victoria's Secret and the way she kind of bounces her way.
Oh, that's right. You tell me about her ability to bounce. Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
She's extremely natural. Let's put it that way.
All right. Oh, and there's a pussy needing attention over there. Aw, what's going on? I know, we're talking about some other girl. Anyway, looking at this picture, Tyra Banks is a beautiful woman, but I would go with Prodigy on this one. She's,
this picture, I would say nay also. She reminds me of what's her face? One who throws her cell phone at people.
I don't know.
The other model.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, you do.
That's a nay, Big Dog. So it's actually a three nays. Thomas, you can play along. Tyra Banks, yay or nay?
Cuervo says yay.
Oh, does he have an issue?
You know what? Based off of my memory, I would still say nay. I wouldn't go.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's move on. Page 27, folks. We have
Christie Brinkley
on the cover from 79, 80, and 81. But no, wait. We're looking at these pictures. So they're well-dressed, folks. They're beautiful women. Big Dog.
Hey, based on her age, she looks incredible for being, if I'm not mistaken, almost 60 years old.
Wow. She's...
they're turning 50. She says, I'm turning 60, she says, in the lab. So, yeah, I'm pleased to still be here.
There was a picture of her, I believe, on Shape Magazine, and she's in a bikini, and she looks just, she looks like she could be on the cover of Sports Illustrated again.
All right, Chrissy Brinkley, tell me, right there, page 27, Prodigy, yay or nay?
What's
with me? Prodigy? Congress doesn't take this long.
Oh, sorry. I'll say yay, definitely. I was busy just looking at that page.
That was a page out of Solomon. Mike, Solomon's page. Wait. That was good. All right, Dream, what you know, Chrissy Brinkley, yay or nay?
Chrissy Brinkley, she's withstood time, man. So I'm gonna go based off of the circle of her appearance. I would have to say yes, yay. Not
all
based
right.
off of what they look like now, because that's just kind of creepy. But
well,
but based off their appearance when they did the photo shoot.
All right, I would say on this picture that's a nay, baby. So we're going to move on over to page 28. We have Babe March, the 1964 cover, and Kate Upton, 2013-2012. She's on the cover right there. Big dog. Today, based on how they are today, right on those pictures. We're looking at those pictures.
Well, it would be nay and yay.
Really? Kate Upton's a yay?
Yes.
Oh, well, it could have been...
she'd be wearing a sack of potatoes, as far as I care.
Prodigy, what is it? Yay or nay? All right, stop looking at...
The same thing. It's the same thing. Definitely nay and definitely yay.
All right. And Cuervo in the chat room, got to know what he thinks. Come on, Cuervo. Come on up.
Kate, yay. Babette, nay.
Oh, so he has his issue. He does have his issue. We're now going to page 29. I'm babysitting. Can you tell? Page 29. We have Kathy Ireland.
I don't like these pictures.
On the cover. Okay, then I think we zoom ahead.
No, no, that's fine. Because Kathy Ireland has... She always was special to me.
Well...
But not in this picture.
She was on the cover of 89, 92, and 94.
Yeah. I remember.
The founder of Kathy Ireland Worldwide has appeared in 13 swimsuit issues and is no stranger to special occasions. So she's on here for the 50th anniversary. I would have to say, based on this picture, she's a beautiful woman, but nay.
Same thing, I would say nay, but based on the way I remember her, yay.
Oh, okay. Prodigy.
I would say yay still. I mean, back in the day, she was surprisingly, and hey, I'm pretty sure she haven't changed any one bit, so. I would definitely say yay.
Kathy Ireland is the one from the movie with Sinbad, right? Where she was the soccer kicker.
Hey, that's mine.
Yeah, I know. She's that way.
Hey, that's mine.
Folks, let's move on. And now we've got Carolyn Murphy, 2005 and 2006. Wow. Wow. Let's see. Cuervo said nay for Kathy Ireland. So now we're on the next page. Whoa, whoa, dude, what's she doing?
I guess she got me the brand.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, Carolyn Murphy, 2005, 2006. I don't remember her. But looking at this picture, believe it or not, I would actually say yay.
Try not to say nay. This looks like the time when Sports Illustrated went to its waist model look, where she's too thin, no chest.
Oh, so the Victoria's Secret then.
Well, no, because the Victoria's Secret models that do the runway have, that's Tyra Banks. What are you doing?
Dude, she's a little kid that needs attention. So I'm telling you, we have a pussy here that needs attention. And we're not giving it any. Oh, my God, she's stepping on the phone. Don't cancel the call. Don't cancel the call.
That would have been funny.
Yes. We're going to, okay. Cuervo says, I'm online, guys. I didn't buy the magazine, but still showing up. All right. Prodigy, what is it?
I will say yay.
Woo! All right. Comment Dream, do you remember Carolyn Murphy?
I'm going to just go ahead and clarify something. If any of the women from that magazine, from their ideal time periods when they were on the cover of the magazine, I'm going to go ahead and say yay, with the exception of Tyra Banks. I just think she looks like an alien.
Wow. All right. All right. Well, folks.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we all have that understanding that we would not kick any of these women out of our bed. I think that's understood.
Yes.
Well, provided, Well.
No.
No, actually, there are some that I had no interest in, really. I had no. Now, are we going to continue with the classic ones, or do we want to just go to the good ones?
Well, let's... The next picture is a damn good picture. Are you going to stop there?
No, I'm not going to stop here. Marissa Miller, 2008. Marissa, who's making her 8th swimsuit edition appearance, has been busy of late. She gave birth to her first child in 2012, Gavin Lee, and in July 2013 made her motion picture debut in Rest in Peace Police Department, RIPD. Big Dog.
I remember that one.
Yay, your name.
That movie sucked.
Yeah, but I'm talking about her. Did she suck?
Yay.
In the movie. Yay. Prodigy, what is it? Yay or nay?
Oh, yeah, nay.
Oh, for me, I don't know why. Maybe I like the square jaw on this one. But knowing the dress right there, I would say yay because, folks, you all know I'm a breast man. Big Dog, you're a butt man.
Oh, yeah, I am.
A Dream, what are you, a breast man or a butt man?
Yes.
Fair enough. All right, so he goes both ways. Prodigy.
If I'm a bum man or what?
Or a breast man.
Both.
Oh, so here he is. The youth of the world go for both. Fair enough. Cuervo.
That's because they can't get either.
Oh, no, they both do, but that's neither here nor there. Cuervo says, got to be balanced. So he is also balanced. So for him, that's an airstrike and Navy support to his Marine operations. That's good. I'm sorry, Big Dog.
Don't worry about it.
Well, it's because his little one's getting in the way.
It's okay.
All right, let's move on, folks. Rebecca
Romaine,
99 and 2006.
Which I think at the time was Stamos at that time.
Oh, really?
That's
this is Stamos' wife?
X1.
Oh, the X1. Okay.
Now you know who she's married to now, though, right?
No.
Jerry O'Donnell.
Jerry O'Donnell?
Yes.
Really? From
Stand By Me?
Stand By Me, yeah.
And now and later on in the, what is it, Vegas?
Goddamn lucky bastard.
Hell yeah.
All right. Prodigy, Rebecca Romaine, what is it?
Yay.
She was the original Mystique from the X-Men movie.
She was the original Mystique?
Yes, sir. Now Jennifer Lawrence is Mystique.
Jennifer Lawrence is Mystique? Holy crap. Why is she ever going to make the swimsuit edition? I love to see Jennifer Lawrence.
She's not quite...
What?
Well, she's proportioned, but...
She's a beautiful woman.
She's a gorgeous woman, but she's not swimsuit illustrated proportioned, which means they either have lots of...
These are the times that I wish that we had video in here so you could see the Big Dog describe what the women look like. Would be funny. So what is it? Rebecca Romaine.
Yay.
Yay?
Yourself?
Dream, what is it?
Rebecca Romaine, it's a hell yes, dude. She's Mystique, man. I don't, if she wears the all blue, I'm good.
All right, well, there you go. Cuervo says Rebecca is still gorgeous. Yay. All right, well, based on the rate that we're going, we're never going to get through this.
What is your answer?
I would give it a cautiously optimistic yay.
Okay.
The only time I ever said that was for the Star Trek movie 2009. I am cautiously optimistic. So there you go. Folks, Paulina Poryskova, age 33. She was on the cover of 1984 and 1985. Oh, my God. If that is her at that age, that is a yay. Oh, my God. Yes, Big Dog. Yay or nay?
Yay.
Okay.
Not enthusiastic, though.
Not enthusiastic. Yeah, okay. Prodigy.
Hell yeah, all day.
all day and twice on Sunday.
He wishes.
Yes, we do. That's why we're here.
That's why we're here. Cuervo and Dream, do you remember who Paulina Podorskova is? He's before you were born, dude.
I have absolutely no idea who that is.
Okay.
But I'll still say yay.
Okay, fair enough. Matt, we will send you an issue for your birthday present. We will definitely. Now, I have to get your mom's signed permission slip before I send you pornographic material, though.
Yeah, I just use it up to the bathroom.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, no, I'm just saying that because he's, you know, he took the box of tissues with
him. Yeah, Cuervo. What is it, Cuervo? Your name. You better be calling in, dude. Cuervo, if you're online, just call in.
Maybe he can't.
All right. So, shall we continue?
Maybe the wife is, you know.
Can we continue?
Sure, of course.
Why don't you take us to wherever you want to go? Carol Alt, cover of Night.
Okay. 82. For the age that these women are now, to still be able to look like this, that's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, I guess so.
Matt says, shut up.
Yeah, he's talking about the permission slip. She's knocking everything down. Can you tell?
He said, you don't need no damn permission slip.
All right, guys.
Ooh, so he's 14. Ooh, we're going to tell parents.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Folks, we're going to get to it. We're just going to jump ahead a little bit.
Well, how about one more?
All right, let's do one more.
Brooklyn Decker.
Oh, my God. What page number is that?
Very next page. Right after Carol Hall.
All right, there's still a few beautiful women. Brooklyn Decker, where is she?
This old Double D.
Oh, no, I'm going to definitely... No.
You don't like that outfit?
Paige, yeah, I don't like what's on there. What the hell page number is that? I lost track. Brooklyn Decker.
So you're a British man.
Yeah, but I don't like that. That's a nay. Prodigy.
That's a yay. She's a pretty good-looking woman. I mean... She has nice eyes and everything.
There it is. Brooklyn Decker on the cover of 2010. Wow. All right. Let's go on. Vendela. No. Let's go to Veronica Varikova. On the cover of 2004 and 2006, Veronica sits on the board of the trustees of the African Wildlife Foundation.
I like that picture. She looks kind of hefty there.
She developed her passion for wildlife when she climbed the Mount Kilimanjaro in 2008, the year after her last appearance on the swimsuit stuff. Go ahead, big dog. Yay or nay?
Like I said, she looks a little hefty there.
So that's a nay then.
She looks good, though.
Veronica... I would have to say, because I have an affinity for Veronica's, you can check the Facebook page for proof, I'd have to say yay.
Breaking news for the Orioles.
Oh, my God, breaking news. Like, during the swimsuit edition, we have breaking news. Like, unless Osama bin Laden is going down or we're having a Fukushima nuclear disaster, I mean, how the hell can we go, which we covered, by the way, here on DB Media.
Before anyone else,
folks. Check the archives. Check the time links. We were on before everyone to cover those two events.
What's the breaking news? Nelson Cruz is now a Oriole. No things have been given out. No contract amount or years. But how do you feel about that really quick?
Good for him. I don't really care. I really don't care. Now, Cuervo says, nay, too much collagen in the lifts. Maybe so.
All right, let's go to someone else.
Yeah, folks, we are definitely going to skip ahead now because we want to get to. I don't want to do the Barbie ones, which is kind of funny. They actually dressed up Barbie. It's kind of funny.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, Barbie's in the swimsuit edition as well. But let's move on. Class of 2014, folks. We're going to move on to the pages, and it's page 59. The rookies, class of 2014. Sorry, Dream. I know you probably don't know these girls, but we do. We're going to be checking them out.
Huh?
We'll get to her. Emily?
Emily's a little cold.
Emily is very cold, and wow, the areolas on there. Wow. Oh, was I supposed to say areolas? Big dog, can I say areolas on air?
Yeah, because most people don't know what the area look is. Most people think the nipple is in.
Oh, my God, big dog.
It's just a little eraser tip.
Yeah, okay. All right. Shut up, you dumbass. Class of 20, big dog.
Now, I have a question.
No,
When I say nipple, can I go,
you can do whatever the hell you want. Yeah, you can, I mean, if that's close you're going to get, you can vote for it. All right, we're going to the rookie class, kids. And we're going to go to our resident rookie right now, Prodigy. Start off with Chanel Iman. Her full name is Chanel Iman Robinson. She's named for icon Coco Chanel, whose biography her mother, China, was reading when she was pregnant. Wow.
Little areolas.
Iman, however, is not an homage to the supermodel, but rather to her male cousin.
But she has small areolas.
That's fine. Prodigy, get us going.
Rookie
class of 2014. Yay or nay, and go for the show.
Yeah, I always have love for the black woman. And
okay,
she looks good.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes it's the simplest of comments. She looks good. Yep. Big dog.
Yes.
Well, yay or nay?
Yay.
Cuervo says nay for me. And she does look good.
But
I would... Oh, was it obvious? I'm going to go for nay.
Honestly, you know, there's something about her face.
If she's not there. She's a beautiful woman.
She's trying to look sexy, but if she's not coming across to that
way. Well, she's a rookie.
Doesn't matter.
But she has that coy little look of a rookie, of a young... of a rookie.
What about Kate Upton? She was a rookie, and she came off sexy as hell all the time.
She lost. Bam!
That's right.
She deserves an honorable mention, but there. All right, next one. Emily. Page 60, I guess.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's a hell yeah from the Prodigy, Big Dog.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to go with the hell yeah.
Her face isn't that great looking.
I'm
remember
the body
she's,
on this one.
Yeah, she's a very pretty. She's pretty. She's not beautiful. She's pretty. But, yes, that body, she's got a killer body.
Come on, Cuervo. What is it? Yay or nay?
She got some pits on her, too.
Emily Tekowski. I'm sure we'll get to it eventually.
Hey, speaking of Texas,
yeah, that's what he's saying. Oh, Cuervo says, no doubt, yay. All right, Cuervo, call in, dude. We need to hear your commentary as well. I'd love to hear Cuervo's commentary.
Gigi's next.
Maybe he doesn't want to. But Big Dog, introduce the next one for us.
Next up is Gigi
Hadid. Oh, wow. Some interesting. That's Middle Eastern. She's a Malibu native, a freshman at the New School of New York City, where she is majoring in criminal psychology. Oh, my God, I was going to change the word from major to the something else, and I said, oh, better not.
That is a yay.
Big Dog, that's a yay.
Yay.
Prodigy.
Hell yeah, that's a yay. She has a little nice young look going.
No doubt about it, folks. I will humbly an offer up.
Yay.
For that one.
Now, you are putting out.
I'm not putting out anything.
What?
Dumbass.
Well, I paused there. But I'm going to be putting out feelers to all these potential NDB Media interns, correct?
Oh, my God. Well, no, we actually had prospective interns.
Actually, since you love politics, and you have some political shows and stuff.
You better make this quick, dude.
Instead of calling them interns, can we call them pages so that we can have them bend over later?
Hey, Prodigy, what do you think of that one? I got to admit, that was rather creative, huh?
Crow says, who?
Yeah, yeah.
Gigi Hadid.
Yeah, Gigi Hadid. She's on page 60, I believe it is. Guys, call in. Do you know who she is, Dream?
Matt, go online. Do you know these pictures?
Again, no idea, man. I don't have the magazine, unfortunately.
Oh, again. You know, a Dream, do you know what that phrase did to me?
That's the phrase that wrecked my life again.
Well,
and when you
hey,
said,
you know
hold
what?
Hold on a minute. Now I understand why the division head got pissed. You did that shit to me right now on air.
Yes. Good.
All right, fair enough.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, she does
hey.
Have eyes. Are they green?
Roger, you cannot blame me for you using the word unfortunately in your wedding vows.
Oh, you're funny.
I know the first thing I noticed.
Okay, I did not notice the eyes, but we're now going to go for rookie, Lily Aldridge. And in my humble opinion, that is a hot pay.
Yeah.
That is a hot pay.
Now, the difference that we talked about earlier.
Yes.
The first girl that was trying to look sexy, and we said, oh, but she's a rookie. This is a rookie. But look at that sexiness just come through on the picture. It oozes through the picture.
It's big dog, it does come
through. Whereas the other girl, whatever her name was.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We're past her.
It doesn't go through.
All right, well, there you go, guys. Let's hear it. This is for Lily Aldridge. I'm going to start this one off because Lily grew up in Sherman Oaks, California with her mom and dad.
Yeah, right.
Artist Ellen Aldridge and siblings model Ruby and musician James. Like, we really care.
Oh,
she and her husband. Oh, that kind of ruined it for me.
Her mom was a Playboy model.
Her mom was a Playboy model?
So, you know, my mom, Laura Lyons, was a Playboy playmate until I was 12. She
didn't keep it from me, but it wasn't something she brought up at dinner. I would still go with a cautiously optimistic yay. Prodigy?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Quirtle says, I'll go yay. Big dog.
Oh, we already said yay.
All right.
And
what?
By curiosity, is that her in the next page over?
No, that's just an ad.
I know, but if you look at it, it looks a lot like her, and the teeth are about the same, too.
Actually, the eyebrows.
And the teeth, same way.
That's interesting. Maybe so. That could be her. All right. Prodigy, let's go to the next one and read a little bit about her. So when I go to you guys, read a little bit of the intro if you'd like. So we're going to go in this order. I just did Lily. So, Prodigy, you're going to do Samantha, and then the big dog
does Samantha. What about the Buffalo David Belichick? She looks pretty good, too.
Oh, okay, so we're going to do the ad as well. Yes. All right. The big dog believes that it's the same one.
It's a possibility.
It's a possibility. No, it says Ashley Sky in Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah, she looks good. So, that's still, you're not going to introduce her. You're still going to introduce the next one. But is that a yay or nay?
It's a yay. Yeah, she's a pretty good girl. Samantha Hopes?
Oh, yeah, that's the next one. But no, the Buffalo girl, is that a yay or nay?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hell yeah.
Big up?
Oh, definitely. It's a yay. I love the hip thing.
I don't think Cuervo can see that one because he's probably not seen it. But I'm going to go with the yay. But why don't you do Samantha?
Samantha. All right. So, she is a Doylestown, Pennsylvania, went to Penn State, studied Kinesiology before changing her major to business.
Oh, wow. When she grew up.
Yeah, so she wants to be, you know, a business girl, huh? I wanted to be a gym teacher and a coach, a team on the side. I'm from the East Coast, so I love field hockey. I played in middle school, but not in high school. Since I was modeling, they told me not to mess with field hockey because I would always get bruises. It's pretty good.
So,
pretty good. Yes, sir.
So, is that a yay or nay?
Yay.
Big dog?
Actually, for me, it's a nay. I really don't like the face too much. I think the swimsuit's a little bit off her. And also, the makeup person, who I wish I had that dream job, if you notice, she has tan lines of a bikini bottom. You can see the tan line of the bikini bottom. And I don't think, I mean, for a prestigious issue
oh
such as this.
Oh, my God, you can actually see
the
them.
The 50th anniversary, and you have the girl with tan lines? Come on.
Oh, you're right. That is a nay.
That is an editorial faux pas.
Wow, you're really whipping it out, aren't you? You're really doing well today, big dog, for not having slept for 22 hours. That's what I mean. All right, well, we're going to move on to the next one. Big Dog Rookies 2014. Are you going to do Chris?
Chris Urena.
Chris Urena.
Urena.
Come on.
She was born in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. She moved to Worcester, Massachusetts.
Oh, like Worcestershire sauce.
Why are you a Celtic person?
She's a Celtic?
Well, she moved to Massachusetts.
Oh, damn it.
As a child, her...
She needs to be converted. Yeah, I know you converted her.
So,
now, Cuervo said nay also for Samantha Hoop. Yeah. So now we're on Chris Urena.
You didn't give your opinion.
I said nay.
Oh, you did. Very cute body. The face, I'm having a little problem with.
Okay.
She's okay. She's okay. She's okay.
Prodigy. Chris Urena.
She is a yay. I don't know why you guys say nay. You guys must be picky as hell.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Cuervo says, I'm a sucker for Latinas. Yay. And,
yeah, but you can't, like, a lot of people could be suckers for Latinas, but you also gotta be open and try new stuff.
Ooh, Thomas. I know. Say it again. Again. I don't have the issue.
Hi, I'm sorry, I missed that. What?
Yeah, it's okay. Do you know who Chris Urena is?
No, that's a Boston fan, though, so that's an automatic disqualification.
Hell yeah, man.
Oh, I think we've been upended on that one, Big Dog, but okay.
And I give you the...
I get the next one?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, guys, as much as I would not want to leave the chat room, I have to do it because I have to report to duty to work.
Prodigy, I want to thank you. But, again, yes. Now, Cuervo says in the chat room, I have in the past, Prodigy. The only thing I haven't tried is Asian. Oh, wow.
Oh, you're definitely missing now, that's for sure.
Yep. I will say that wholeheartedly.
Semper Fi, Cuervo. Wow. Prodigy, I want to thank you for joining us in the morning. We may continue this on a special edition later on in the week. Who knows,
we should,
guys? But this
I mean, this is a huge magazine. There's a lot of pictures. I have a feeling that not even in overtime, guys, you guys are even going to even go through all this.
No, we're not. So I think we're going to continue this. We're going to see how we're going to do it, but we will continue. Maybe it'll be an early rising Sunday morning edition. I don't know. All right. I'm going to do Valerie Vandergraaf. Thank you. Thank you, Prodigy.
All right, guys. Great show, guys. And hopefully we can do this again tomorrow. I'm in.
All right. Well, there we go. There we go, guys.
All right, guys. See you guys.
Prodigy.
Thanks, Prodigy.
All right, kids. She's a blonde, buxom babe. I love what she's wearing. Okay. A native of Rotterdam, the Netherlands, Valerie's first shoot for Sports Illustrated, described below, was in Lincoln Marahensis National Park. Where the? The ride of the location was very, very bumpy. Lucky-ass driver that got to see that.
Brazilian.
I was with a Brazilian driver who didn't speak English. We actually went through the water in the Jeep and I almost got sick. It went on for ages. We didn't stop. Up and down and into the water and out of the water. I was like, oh, my God, we're going to get stuck. I'm going to die.
You know,
but I can laugh about
it. You know
now.
This guy was not supposed to go through any water. He was staring through the rearview mirror and he forgot a turn.
Oh, that's what it was. Let me see. Cuervo says, yay. Simple as that. There it is. Simple as that. I would have to say, yay.
Definitely yay. Here's the thing. See, like, these girls.
Because I love what she's wearing. Yeah.
But her sexiness comes through. She's not the most beautiful girl.
She's
But the sexiness comes through.
It
to me, and I like that, and I said this in the past before, I'm not sure if I said it on the sports show, but I will take a girl who is sexy as hell rather than the most beautiful girl in the world who doesn't have any sexiness whatsoever. Because that's the attractive part, at least for me.
Wow. Well, you lucky
bastard. What you're saying
oh, yeah.
is that if the sexiest girl in the world was in your bed, you would kick her out. All right. That's a good deal.
No. No. I would kick sexy over beautiful. Because a lot of times, like I said, this girl, Valerie?
The impression is that people who come across as sexy know what to do.
Yeah. You can tell just by body language alone and such.
Squirrel's giving you the Pinocchio in the chat room. I think he acknowledges.
You know you would not kick a beautiful girl out of bed. It does not matter if she's sexy or not. If there was a beautiful girl in your bed, you would find a way you would find something sexy about her that you liked.
Well, yeah, but
That's where I'm coming from.
I already said that tone. When I said none of us will kick any of these women out of our beds.
Oh! Cuervo says the big dog is full of shite. Or he says the big dog is full of blank. Wow. And that's what I guess what Dream is saying also, that, you know what.
That's fine, I understand. But I would still take a sexy girl over a beautiful girl. Yeah,
right.
If I had to choose between the two, which, of course, I'll never have to choose between the two, because neither one are going to go for me, but... You said, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Just remember, Big Dog, I have a little word of wisdom for you. Silence is golden, but duct tape is silver.
Oh, holy crap. Wow. Our proclivities are showing up, man.
And of course, after five or six shots, the five girl is now an eight.
I heard about that. Fair enough. Big Dog, introduce the next one, please.
Okay.
Yeah, he says, he actually agrees with Big Dog. He's just messing with him. This is the new Cuervo. Notice, the new Cuervo is coming back to Southern California. So he's getting in the mood.
Sarah Santana?
Whatever.
She is the first Portuguese model to appear in a swimsuit issue. She's famous from her hometown of Porto, which is famous for port wine, and Francesana sandwich, which is covered in a special beer and tomato sauce.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just envisioned that being covered in.
Well, first of all, she is a definite yes. The eyes just capture you right off the bat, and, of course, those lips.
Oh, my God.
Along with the rest of the body.
Yeah, speaking of duct tape, Thomas, this one is a brown belt in karate. So could you imagine trying to get duct tape on there? Oh, my Lord.
Hey, after you started talking about the food, I can imagine a whole lot of things.
Wow.
Okay,
what's the name again? Her name is Sarah Sampaio. Wow.
Very beautiful young girl.
No doubt about it. As I mentioned, she's a brown belt, which she started when she was six and did for 9 years. I did 1 year of ballet, and I was like, nah, I want to punch things. I had one more year until I was a black belt, but I was getting really fed up with it. I was starting to become a girl. Oh, wow.
See, all I have to say, and of course right now, Barney Lover 29 is going to have to cover his ears, because all I can picture are those eyes looking up at me, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I can most definitely, yeah. What we're going to have to do next year, because we are going to do this again, everyone needs to call in. And I'm reminding you guys, and this is last week, guys, I said this. Everyone who's in the chat room will receive a complimentary illustrated edition. That's why everyone who was in the chat room, and I announced it twice, and no one hit me up for it. So I was really surprised. And we're already doing the issue now, but I will make the announcement probably the week before next year. And you have to be in the chat room, and you have to contact me. So, but Matt Alvarez, brother, you are getting a birthday present. You will get the swimsuit edition. That is my promise. And let's go to the next one. Hannah Ferguson,
I lived on Ferguson. I would live on Ferguson again for Hannah Ferguson.
And you watched Hannah Montana when you were younger, so.
No, I didn't. Hannah grew up.
Oh, that's funny. That was actually good, Big Dog, but no.
Hannah grew up in rural San Angelo, Texas. Oh, that kind of killed it for me. And is the daughter of a Marine Corps sniper, her dad.
Oh, boy.
And drill instructor, her mom.
Ooh.
That's an automatic no. No, stay away. She's probably
that's
a Cowboy fan, and her dad will
no.
pick you off from 50 yards.
That's an automatic no. The dad will nail you from 50 yards.
Oh, yeah.
And that's probably on a cold day when he's trembling.
Marines don't tremble.
Oh, that's right.
No, Marines do not tremble. Pick you off of 500 yards with the fly on the scope.
Hey,
and then after the mom, they have to do 50 pushes.
So, in other words, the scorekeeper's dead on this one. But she lives in New York City in an apartment with two of her sisters, Lauren, who's a modern dancer, and Leanne, who is also an artist. A model, and dancer, and an artist. People have said that we should have had our own reality show called Hannah and Her Sisters. Wow! Not the sisters, but Hannah and the sisters. Wow. Big Dog, yay or nay? Knowing that my life is on the line and I'm dead at 500 yards, that's a nay. Oh, wait. Challenge accepted. Cuervo says yay. Oh, from one Marine to another.
Cuervo says 50 yards with a rocket to you.
I didn't see that.
That's why I corrected myself to 500 yards.
Yeah.
Based on the whole package, I would say yay because she has a killer body. But that's, like, the face is cute. But I would say yay.
Wait. All right, her hair, her face, oh, my God, those eyes. It's almost alien in nature, like an alien first contact, baby.
Look at that ass.
So that's a yes for you then, right?
Oh, that's definitely a yes. I'd want to make first contact with this one. Oh, hell yeah. And it's a big dog. He has breath and says, I love Cuervo, man. Challenge accepted. Yay. That was good. Big Dog, next one's yours. Rookies. These are just rookies, kid.
Ricky. First of all, I have to turn off the name. Ricky Heinen?
Yeah, like a beer. Maybe that's the hint. You need a Heineken to...
Ricky comes from Borcolo.
Comes from... What a...
Small town of German, close to Germany. He's the second oldest. She shares a pad with a French bulldog named Harry. Now...
Wow.
She has a hairy bulldog.
You know, she looks beautiful, all wet, coming out of the ocean. There's no doubt. But I would have to say this is just not for me. There's too much things on the arm. Because
you can see the European look to her, though.
That's most definitely the European look. But this one actually is a nay for me. This one doesn't do it.
I agree. I don't like a swimsuit. It makes her body look elongated.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it makes her look slutty.
No, it makes her body look elongated and it just doesn't, that high hip cut, to me, doesn't do it either.
Yeah, that one doesn't do it for me. So, yeah, Cuervo, he's wondering, are we talking about Heinen? The answer is yes. Dude, we're going to have to make this a swimsuit edition.
Yeah, he's half off.
Oh, beautiful eyes, but I would pass as well. All right, folks, we're going to go to the next rookie. And that's Marlowe's horse. And dare I say, the big dog might be playing with the horse on this one. Marlowe's, whose nickname is Lucy, oh, my God, is from Friesland. Yeah. What a name. One of the Netherlands' northernmost provinces. She believes herself to be the only Dutch person who does not like soccer. When I started boxing a year ago, I didn't think I'd like it. I love it. Unfortunately, mostly shadow boxing. Sometimes you get the urge to hit someone, but that means they wouldn't hit you back. In my line of work, it's not a good idea to be punched in the face. The swimsuit is in yellow and red with a little bit of blue. I really don't see anything in the swimsuit. I think she is an attractive girl, Incredible leg. And I, you know, nice colors. She's blonde. I don't know. This one does not do it for me. Big dog.
I probably...
Oh, my, I tore it! Oh, my God! I tore the page! No!
I'm sure you can find something to stick it back together.
Oh, my God. I mean, did you really hear it? I did tear the page. Oh, man.
She's, I agree with you. She's okay. It just... I don't know about it.
Big
off. The answer is the next one,
please.
You can find the cord to plug me in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. No. Well, okay. What's the next one?
Next person is Lauren Malore.
All right. Introduce her, please.
Lauren is a graduate of the University of Cape Town, where she studied human resource management, organizational psychology, and labor law, and enterprise management. Boy, that must be a pretty big field down there in South Africa.
Oh, my God, yes. Cuervo, we are now talking about Lauren Malore.
She's cute.
Yeah?
That's about it.
Yeah, that's a no for me.
She's a little on the thin side, but...
Yeah, big dog, I guess that's a no for you as well, huh?
Yeah, she doesn't have any hips, no ass.
No hips?
No ass.
That's like a Shakira song. No hips.
Those hips don't lie.
No, yeah, that's right. All right.
That was the last of the rookies.
Really? Are we done with the rookies?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to know about Cuervo, what he has to say, but I think we're going to get to, oh, my God, 50 years, Cook Islands of Beautiful, Aitutaki. Wow.
I like Aitutaki, too.
I like Aitutaki, yeah. Wow. Okay, guys, we're going to get going on this one. Actually, we're at 727. Hey,
Cuervo. Page 85.
Oh, yeah, page
85. That is Nina Adal.
All right. Because Nina is Adal. Wow. Go figure.
Okay.
Well, so what are we going to do? Cuervo said I didn't see her on the website. Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
So is she the cover one, Nina Adal?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
No problem. Well, we're now on page 85, folks. We're going to get going on this one. This is...
Oh, it is. She is one of them. Nina Adal, Lily Aldridge, and Chrissy Teigen are the ones on the cover.
Oh, yeah. She's the one on the left. I see that one. Okay. All right. Well, there it is. We're going to go to page 87. Oh, my God. I'm going to take this one, big dog. She's lying on the sand. She's full of... Yeah. Sorry, Cuervo. We're now on page 87. Sorry, dude. She's in the sand wearing a hot pink, which is not strapless, but it's a strap bra, and it's coming undone. It's a spaghetti strap. See, I don't know that.
No, and it's, the bottom is coming undone, not the top.
The bottom is coming undone, and wow, the little coy look behind her hand and sand all over.
Sexy.
I'm not into having sand all over them, and the bottom is a bit moisturized, and I say it's a hell of a picture. So on this picture alone, guys, her name is Chrissy Teigen.
I get the next one.
Okay, on page 87, that's a yay. That's a yay, folks.
Yes, it is.
Yes, Chrissy Teigen. Wow. Page 89, folks. Oh, you rat bastard.
That's why I said, I have the next one.
All right.
The next one, of course, is...
Ah! Oh, no!
You start again?
No, I didn't tear it. Tanya Mercado is joining us right now on Sports Talk with the Guys, the host of Raven's Last on Friday. It's a bi-weekly program. And she also hosts the Five Tool Show on our Blockbuster Monday night. She gets things going at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Then Monday Night America's on at 7, and then at 8. Oh, God. I'm on, like, for 3 hours there.
8 o'clock.
Yeah, 8 o'clock. Late Night Sports Junkie.
Hi, Tanya. How you doing?
Tanya, we're going over the Sports Illustrated 2014 50th Anniversary Swimsuit Edition.
You say that very begrudgingly. You seem like you're embarrassed now.
I'm very embarrassed. Well, Tanya's here.
Tanya, maybe she'll give us a woman's
and
perspective
maybe
on
will Tanya call in. We would love to hear what is she writing in the chat room.
Said hi, guys.
Yeah, now she's a typical guy talk. Yeah, it is.
This is a sport.
Oh, you bet damn right it's a sport. Page 89.
This is what we fill in, Tanya, between baseball seasons.
And football.
Because nothing else matters, you know, to these Met fans other than the Mets.
We have covered the Sports Illustrated edition for several years now. This is, I think, only the third time we actually do it, though.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyways, next up, of course,
it says when we're poor and we can't afford the magazine, we don't cover it. Like last year.
Next up, of course, is the beautiful Kate Upton.
On page 89. Oh, my God, big dog.
Yep. She is laying out on the beach.
Yes.
In a very provocative swimsuit, or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Nice sunglasses, though.
I actually, you know, it's, is that the color of the sunglasses, or
yes.
Somehow the reflection
no,
of...
That's the color of the sunglasses.
The way the hair is flowing to her right, I got to admit, this is an incredibly provocative picture.
It is.
But it looks damn good.
I know, and this is what I talk about over and over again. The sexiness of the girl comes out in the picture, even on something so simple as this, you know.
We're actually trying to add taste and flavor to it, Tanya. We are discussing the entire image, dare I say, but she says we're a hot mess, right?
We are a hot mess.
Well, that's the first time that we've ever been called a hot mess. So I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Yeah, we've been called a mess before, not a hot mess.
A mess all the time, and we've been called everything but. That is absolutely awesome. All right, that's an axel. That's a.
Hey, you know, just off the real quick.
Yes.
She's got big feet.
I don't notice. I really don't notice those things.
Well, see, I noticed. See, that's the shit. See, I noticed the whole picture.
Yeah. Yeah. So naturally beautiful. Yes, Cuervo. It's an incredible image. I like it. I like it. I like it.
Yep.
We're now going to move over to page 90, and we have, I believe, on the. Chrissy Teigen again on the left side, and actually...
And Lily Aldridge.
And Lily Aldridge on the right. You know, the bikini is incredibly small on this one, and at this point, I really don't like it. I'm looking at Chrissy Teigen this time. That's the same woman?
Yes.
No?
Same person on the cover.
So that's a no.
I agree.
The bikini on the bottom is coming off already.
Well, they're pulling it off. That's
okay,
part of
pulling it off.
That's
but...
part of it. This,
that's not what I care for.
This is a bad picture because...
it is a bad picture.
It seems like she has no shape.
There is a board. She's a board.
Exactly, you know.
This is not a good picture, in my humble opinion. This was a bad choice.
Yes.
Yeah. Page 90. We are in disagreement with Sports Illustrated on that one.
And what about Lily Aldridge in her Hawaiian?
She's doing the Hawaiian thing. There is no bikini top. She has the, called, a lei?
A lei. Easy.
Yeah, I know. Now we have to bite her lip, so.
No, we don't have to.
The swimsuit is by CA, by vitamin A. There's no doubt there's some vitamins there, folks. And, you know, I like the ponds, dare I say. I actually do like the leis on there, so it's actually not too bad on that one. Sorry, big dog. Why don't you handle the next one on page
92? Oh, no, that's fine. No, I'm okay.
No, but I got to plug you in.
No,
I don't have a cord.
No, because
your computer's about to die.
No, you no, it's not. Take the next one. You take the next one, because this will be something.
There's a lot of them on the next one.
That's Lily Aldridge.
Yeah.
These girls don't have, I mean, no, it's good. I mean, it's great that they're thin, but to me, they're too thin.
Yeah, you know, on this picture, now looking at it, we are looking at 92 and 93.
To me, she's way.
This is like a photo collage of many of the girls, what they were doing. But the main front and center one is Lily Aldridge. And it's like a lime green bikini. And again, she's kind of like pulling off the bottom. She's a beautiful woman, no doubt about it. But, yeah, this one just doesn't do it.
See, now.
Looks like a board as well.
And the picture, and it's the same picture of her.
What do they say?
The
real
right,
women have curves?
Yeah, in the top right-hand corner, it's a picture of her. Same girl.
Now, in the upper right-hand corner, there is, dare I say, I was going to say body, but definition.
Yes. You know, and that Sports Illustrated is really dropping the ball on this one, though, fast.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pictures that are not conducive to the
wow,
to
your
the,
lexicon
to the
is
shape,
without peer.
To the body
we,
shape of
my
these women.
God.
They're just they're I mean the main focus that they're doing for the main picture.
We're looking at Lily Aldridge, Cuervo, on page 92 and 93. That's why Big Dog gave this one to me, because there's nothing there. Nothing there. Looks like a board. All right, we're going to be moving, folks, to page...
Well, before we go on, Tanya, in case you're wondering what we're looking at, you can go online to sportsillustrated.com, and you can check out the pictures as we're talking about it. Scorekeeper here provided the issues to everyone who wanted one.
Yeah, I announced it last Saturday. Everyone in the chat room who wanted an issue, all they had to do was contact me, and surprisingly, no one did. But I will be giving a copy for Matt Alvarez's birthday next week, or next month, so he's going to get one.
What if you don't get permission?
Big Dog has a copy.
What if he doesn't get permission to you in time?
Oh, my God.
Not really.
Anyway, okay, why don't you do the next one? Nina Hagdahl.
Very nice pictures.
I love the contrast in the colors.
Yes.
Yes.
Interesting suit.
Lime green bottom on the bikini.
And purple top.
And it's a purple top in the breast area, but it also has the spaghetti strap, I guess.
Yes.
Is that what you call that?
Very good.
I did not know that. And it's lime green up on top, so it's beautiful.
And she's
contrast.
Doing a kind of a thoughtful gaze, I guess.
Maybe disinterest a little bit?
Possibly, yeah.
Or like,
oh, will you hurry up and take this picture? Have a look.
Let's see, color contrasting. Like, that's what you're really interested in.
Hey, Tanya's in the...
Sorry, Cuervo. We're now looking at Nina Hagdahl. And that's why, guys, you got to have the... That's why we offered to purchase the issues. So you could follow along page by page.
And then now you get the next page, which is Nina Hagdahl again. Where did I get the following picture?
We're looking at Nina Hagdahl, and I think we're lost track of the page numbers. Oh, we were on 94 and 95.
Now we're on 96.
96.
Do I get her? You get Nina Hagdahl.
Wow. Now this is like a print.
Yes.
It's like modern artist fishnets, the top. Mm-hmm. Interesting colors.
It's sheer.
Oh, it's a swimsuit by Cosavella for $250. Sorry, Cuervo, I didn't mean to talk so fast. But, wow. Yeah, that's a yes. I love the hair, the way it's just, there's a little bit covering her eyes. And, wow. Yeah, there's more that we could comment on, but, nah, we can't do that anymore. But, wow. This is actually a beautiful picture.
Right, and I'll take the next one, which just happens to be Kate Upton again.
Oh, God, Thomas is still with us, dude. I'm sorry. Nina
it's
all right.
I just find it funny, man. I find it funny that you can always tell when it's going to be a good picture, because I don't have the magazine, but I know when it's a good picture, because Cuervo's responses are usually like a one-word answer. I mean, I don't know what he's doing with the other hand, but, I mean, we know it's a good picture when it's just a really short, abrupt, you know, response. And I mean, there was a picture he wasn't too fond of, and he had a nice paragraph response.
Yes, no, I hear you. I hear you, buddy. Yeah. Cuervo says that's a nay for him, though.
But I think that's the previous picture, though, that he's talking about.
Okay. We're now on page 97. Kate Upton.
Kate Upton, very nice. It's a Brazilian cut bottom. And barely there top, which she looks like she's either putting it on or possibly taking it off. And, of course, the sexy look that she's starting to become known for.
No, I think she's just holding on to it, quite frankly.
And, of course, she gives that sexy look that she's starting to become known for with a little, you know, smile. It is a swimsuit by Stone Fox Swimwear for $176.
I would gladly pay for that one. Yeah.
Beautiful backdrop with the ocean, the crystal blue waters. Nice contrast with her very tan skin, which I might add, unlike that other picture that I complained about, no tan lines. What are you looking at, Porky?
Sorry, I just got a message to apologize, but okay. Corwin says, I like Kate Upton, yay.
Yeah.
You know, Corwin and I are just on the same page.
It seems like it.
Folks, looking at the next one, Chrissy Teigen wearing just the bottom. Wow, the girl looks a lot different on this one. She's giving us her back on this one, and oh my God. I mean, I'm not a back person, but yeah, you can see the tan line on this one as well on the back. They didn't cover this one up very well on her right side of the back. You can see that the tan line significantly.
Yeah.
But anyway, she's wearing like
you guys,
a Polynesian type.
I have a question, man. You guys don't like the tan lines? Because honestly,
I love tan lines, but the thing is, on a professional shoot like this, when you're like the one I talked about before, when it was a one piece suit that was very high in the crotch area, but yet it showed the tan lines from a bikini. In a magazine shoot like this, you're not going to be showing that. You're not going to want to show that. Now, me personally,
I
love tan lines.
I kind of think it adds to the sexiness of the picture though, because it's like, in this magazine, you're getting a hint of something she doesn't normally show. You know, so I think it might have been on purpose. I don't think it was a faux pas on the editor. I think it was more of a, hey, check it out. We got something that they never got.
Well,
in my humble opinion.
We will respectfully listen to your opinion, but I think we're going to respectfully tell you you're full of crap. No, I think it was funny. That was good. That was now, Corbin likes Chrissy because he says she looks like Tila Tequila.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Minus, of course, the tattoos.
Well, we're going to zoom on ahead because we're going to continue, and I think, Big Dog, is this one yours? Kate Upton?
Yep, mine again.
This is on page 100, and this time she's wearing like an orange, reddish,
there.
Cloth-type bikini. And the swimsuit is by Ebert J. It says price upon request, so we're not even going to bother.
Yeah, no kidding.
Whenever you get one of those, it's like, if you have to ask the price, chances are you can't afford it.
And the pose and the picture she's taking is the classic girl next door look. The innocent,
with
you know,
smile, the inviting
with
smile.
Yes.
See, Kate obviously has done this before. She knows how to pose, man.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, wow.
You know, and for those who think that she's too heavy, they're full of crap.
What?
Well, you know the whole controversy 2 years ago when she first came out and she made the swimsuit.
She was the one?
Victoria's Secret said
that girl would never make.
She'll never walk down our walkway. She's way too heavy. And I was just like, you guys are crazy. Normal-looking girl with curves.
Folks, we're going to ask you to bear with us just one moment. We're going to have to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Is anyone out there? This is the Nathaniel County Sheriff's Office. Is anyone out there? We were surrounded by the dead. They were in rioters, what we were told. We have survivors here. Civilians, women, children.
Follow the story in the Ragnarok Rising Saga by D.A. Roberts. Available on Amazon, Smashwords, Barnes & Noble, and BooksAMillion.com. Visit RagnarokRising.Weebly.com.
All right, folks, we're back. We had to take a quick break. We were having a technical issue, so I do apologize. You probably heard us even say it. That's how much of a technical issue we had. But we're down to 15 minutes. Cuervo wants to know who now. We've moved forward to 50 years. Jersey Strong of Beautiful on the New Jersey Shore. This was photographed by Ben Watt, and we're starting with Hannah Davis. The swimsuit is by We Are Handsome. It runs $343. It almost looks satin in nature.
I thought you were talking about this. The same girl, Hannah. I thought you were talking about that.
Oh, yeah, no, that one. No. Again, Hannah Davis, we are somewhere in the 100s now. I believe it's... You know, they deliberately do not mark the page numbers, only so that NDB Media cannot publicly show off the pages. And I think they need to mark them now. But we are looking at Hannah Davis. She's wearing an incredibly beautiful summer suit. It also has a picture of a Ferris wheel on it. I guess you're just going to be going round and round and round. It is a one-piece swimsuit, and it has on the side of the swimsuit the connector that goes to the back. Do you know what that's called? There you go. Hannah Davis. Wow. What?
I don't know.
It's the TWN one was 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, and 108. We're on 107 and 108. And this is the intro for the 50 years of Jersey Shore. Yeah, is that a yay or a nay? I think she looks nice, but I would say it's a nay for me.
Yeah.
It's a yay for you?
It's kind of yay.
Okay. Big talk. Yeah, Dream. What is it?
Huh? No, I don't have a picture, man, so I can't really say much.
Yeah, I know. It's more than likely a yay for you, as you educated us.
Most likely,
Big Dog,
yeah.
Yeah. Orville needs to call in, man, so he can catch up to us. Hannah Davis, swimsuit by We Are Handsome. Wow. Nice. That's a name. All right. So...
Can we go to the next Hannah Davis one?
Let's go to the next, well...
Or do you want to do the Sarah Sampaio?
Well, that's your page. We're going to get to... Oh, no, I get that one. So, yeah, you do these two girls. You do these two girls.
Very...
excuse me, 50-ish style. Sarah Sampaio and Gigi Hadid.
Playful picture. The swimsuits are cartoonish in nature. As it's like the Sunday newspaper type cartoon.
Like, Dagwood and Bumstead.
Exactly. It's a cute picture. I would give it a yay.
The glasses are 1950s.
Yeah, as is the backdrop and, of course, the convertible car. So if you're going with the 50s style, same with that with the swimsuits they're wearing. So
the swimsuits are by Liberthras, and the sunglasses are by Quay Australia. So that might not be 1950s.
Swimsuits are $160.
Yeah. We both are like, yeah.
Go to Target, $15.99.
Yeah, for the exact same thing. And Solomon Walters in the chat room. Ladies and gentlemen, I get to do the next one. That's Hannah Davis. The swimsuit is by Kate Swim, $118. And it looks like not a muscle shirt, but just a tank top cut off in the breast area, and it says New Jersey Strong. Wow. Wow. She's wearing bracelets. You can only imagine what good they would be.
Very beautiful
and
eyes, though.
What?
Very beautiful eyes.
Very beautiful eyes, no doubt about it.
Okay.
So the New Jersey Navy Blue Strong with yellow writing right across the breast. Wow. And the bottom is multicolored. Yeah, that's impressive. That is impressive. What do you think, Big Dog?
That's a yay.
That's a yay. All right, well, there's a collage now on the 2014. I guess we'll just get over that. Just go to the next one, Cal.
Next one is Gigi Hadid.
And I ripped the page again.
That's too bad. She's wearing a swimsuit by Beach Riot.
Querol says beautiful eyes, but nay for me. Wow. All right. Yeah, Gigi Hadid. That is the next one, folks.
Where was the name for her?
Really? I think so.
Wow, incredible. That's surprising.
Now, the next picture is Gigi Hadid, swimsuit by Beach Riot, and there are a lot of colors on this one. Bracelets are by Jennifer Fisher, rings by Catbird and Samantha Howard, or Wings Hawaii. She's wearing what looks like to be a tent pole. What?
Bye, Tanya.
Isn't she been gone for a while?
I don't know. I just noticed.
I started commenting again the minute she left. And, it's about the time I said I had a message. So, what do you think, Big Dog? This looks like a tent pole. She's wearing a one-piece suit, almost something you'd see in a circus.
Yeah, no, this one doesn't do anything for me at all.
She's sitting in the sand right next to a boat that says game on it, or came. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah, exactly. This one didn't do it for me. Big Dog, you have the next one because you like this girl.
This is Sarah Sampio, someplace, whatever.
Yeah.
Is wearing just a bottom, which is by Maui Girl.
And allow me, obviously her arms are covering her, and dare we say, we're going to use Star Trek on this one, so if you nerds never got it, she's covering her ample nacelle. And this is what Scotty was talking about right here when he said he would like to get his hands on his on her ample nacelles. Like, wow. And please, I ask you to excuse the naval parlance.
Is it just me, or is the picture off, or does she have hairy arms?
Oh, my Lord! She has hairier arms than I do.
Yes, and that's very unattractive.
Oh, my God. Well, she's European. She's almost French.
I don't
Portugal.
And then, of course, the montage.
You're right.
Of her.
She's got a lot of fur on her.
Well, I don't know. I can't tell what the bikini bottom on.
No, but on her arms. Oh, my God. She's got fur. Sarah Sampio, she's wearing a red and white polka dot bottom. Her top is hanging behind her on the person who guards the beach.
The lifeguard, yeah.
Yeah, the lifeguard.
The lifeguard post.
Okay. Wow. Swimsuits by Maui Girl by Debbie Wilson. Good stuff.
Now, as I said before, beautiful face, beautiful lips, beautiful eyes, but those hairy arms, I'm sorry, just turn me off.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you have the next one, too, big dog, Hannah Davis.
Hannah Davis. Very cute outfit, two-piece. Little checkerboard thing going there with lime green and white.
Yeah, I would love to check her, Queen, on that one. you like that one, huh?
Very good. Swimsuit by Elizabeth Southwood for Savage Swimwear, $190.
And it would definitely make you holla.
Marlene,
$1. I'm sorry. Anyway, that was very racist. But
I take
funny.
Offense to that, Roger.
$5?
All right, fine.
Fair enough. I apologize. Yes, folks, I'm going to take the next one because we're going love American style, baby. When you look at those bikini bottoms, it looks like the intro to that old song, Love American Style. Both girls are in the same convertible, and now we're looking from behind.
Uh-huh.
Gigi Hadid and Sarah Sampio. Gigi is, she's looking forward, holding on to her hair, and Sarah Sampio heard something to her left, and she's looking to her left. Swimsuits are by, like it matters, Kenya Bikini Couture, $238. This is Love American Style, baby. And it is in today's world, Love American Style. Wow. I'll take the two. I will most definitely take the two.
And definitely same here. And Cuervo may appreciate this next comment, which, you know, as I said, I am a butt man. Versus,
I am not.
Versus the breast man. Two very beautiful butts. And my little extra comment is, you know, they have that two-finger gap.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord, big dog. I
yes,
think
sir.
we know. I'm talking to myself. He says, give me the blondie. All right. Yeah, that's a Gigi Hadid. Or, yeah. Big dog.
Sarah's got a nicer butt.
Yeah, we're on page 123 now, folks. And this is Gigi Hadid, who's on a bicycle. And she's got another checkerboard, gray and blue. And in the breast area, it's uncovered a little bit. It's a one-piece. So it shows off kind of like, what's this part right here? This stuff. I don't know what that called.
Midriff.
The midriff. It kind of shows off the midriff a little bit, but the pictures to the left on page 122, wow, it's very revealing on just her.
But, you know, she's a very beautiful girl. The thing is, these pictures make her look really young.
Yeah, unfortunately.
This collage makes her look like she's 15 or 16
years old. Especially in the lower right-hand corner one.
It makes her look like she's 15 or 16 years old. And she just might be. I mean, some of these girls do start extremely young, you know, for the swimsuit modeling. So I don't know how old she is. I don't think she's very old.
Yeah, I know.
She's got very long legs.
No doubt about it.
Folks, we're down to the last 5 minutes, actually 4 minutes, so we are probably going to continue this at another time. We might devote 30 minutes each week for a little while until we get through this. Wow. Yeah, so Big Dog.
Yes, sir.
Hannah Davis on page 124. The bottom is white with red.
Red, white, and blue. I
black,
that.
Blue, green. I can't see that far down. I think it's green right there. But it's a yellow top, and the swimsuit is by Beach Riot, $67.
That's the bottom.
Oh, yes, you're right. That's the swimsuit. The top is by American Apparel, which is $24. So we're now doing Kmart stuff. And, wow, looks nice and wet.
Yes, it does.
I am saluting that right now. Hannah Davis in yellow top and red, white, and blue on the bottom. Kind of like a certain level, like a control screen, you know, and they have, like, you know, the levels of danger. So, page 126, there really isn't anything on there. It's like, oh, my God!
What?
Next page, 128.
Is that gravity?
That's the gravity one. The swimsuit is by Miko. The hair by Peter Butler, lucky bastard. And, wow, she is floating. Kate versus gravity. Oh, my Lord.
And based on the way Kate is built, gravity always wins.
I think she won. I don't know. She's floating. Gigi Hadid is 18 years old. Yay, says Cuervo. Wow.
So she's legal.
No, that's legal, but you're right, Big Dog. It made her look young. Wow, Kate Upton on page, like it matters, 128. Oh, my Lord.
Look at the hair.
Nothing, not even the immutable laws of physics can keep the two-time cover girl down. A year after Kate conquered Antarctica, the most remote location on Earth, we set our sights higher to a less terrestrial locale. So come along as we experience a weightlessness on G-Force One. Hold on to your hat and your lunch. We're going up, up, and away. And on the first one, that's a yes, Big Dog. On page 130, what do you think?
Yes.
This is almost Amazonian now.
Bigger than usual.
Yeah, because there's no gravity. She's gravity-defying. Now we know that, wow.
The girl is natural.
Let's see, Maddow versus Laker. Are you watching the WWE Elimination Chamber pay-per-view tomorrow?
Probably not, Matt. It's interesting, but I'd rather not pay $45. I might go to a bowling alley that's out there for $15, but we'll see. I'll get a hold of my friend if he wants to go.
Well,
are you going to watch it?
Yeah, I know, huh? Folks, we are having a great time this morning. I want to thank everyone for joining us. We're down to a minute now. We are going to continue this. Stay tuned for the details. And Matt Alvarez, we need to talk offline. You're going to be getting your birthday magazine, and it's going to be real good.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday. Folks, we're good. We're done. We want to thank everyone for joining us. We will be continuing. You got to get the edition of Kate Upton. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
One beautiful woman.
Yep, and there's a lot more that we're going to be covering. Oh, jeez. Didn't even try. But it's good. Big Dog, want to thank you. And we're going to be finishing up this program, folks. Want to thank everyone for listening. Pimps and Hoes. This was truly a Pimps and Hoes episode. Want to thank Tanya for showing up. Solomon Walters. Senior Cuervo. Matt Alvarez.
Matt, send me the link.
Prodigy. And The Dream. Joining us, Big Dog.
Thanks, everyone. Enjoy your issue. Those who don't have it, go out and buy it. It is well worth the money. And
you had your chance.
God bless America.